Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing technique practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and feel free to look around. There's lots of information there. There's some free healing that you can do for yourself. It's just all kinds of stuff. Okay, so this is a show that I was guided to create many years ago, probably like 8 or 9, I don't remember. But it's a place for you to ask those questions that you have about your life. And it was set up to give you answers from the divine mind, sort of thinking, as opposed to coming out of your own head. Our brains are absolutely wonderful. I just need to say that first. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with our brains. Our brains take in all of the information about everything we do and experience in life, and it takes that information and uses it to come up with ideas and solutions and whatever it is you're looking for. The only problem with that is that your brain doesn't know how to do something other than what it has already learned. Whereas when you are talking with the divine guidance, God, the universe, whatever terminology works for you, then it's like you are accessing the information from every brain that has ever existed throughout time. So you can see there's a lot more chances of you finding the answer in the divine mind as opposed to in your own mind. Our minds were designed to be a tool to help us live life, to learn things, to create ourselves, to be who we want to be. But it's not the only tool we have. We also can get wisdom from our hearts. And I know that they taught you in school that the heart pumps blood, and that's all the heart does, and you can't expect the heart to do anything else. But there's a lot more to us than we were actually taught. There's a lot more to us than science even knows there is to us. We actually do have wisdom in our heart. We actually do get answers from our gut. And you've heard expressions about people following their gut intuition. That's because you actually can get answers. It's not just our brains. So this is allowing us to embrace all that we are, because we are not just these bodies. And we are connected to the divine knowledge that is available in the universe. Most people don't recognize that connection. They've never even thought about it. But when you start tapping into that amazing knowledge and wisdom, it takes you to a whole different level of living your life. And it brings you answers that your own brain never would have come up with. So this is about you getting to be you. And I'm not just talking about the physical you that you were taught that you were when you were a little kid and your parents said, okay, this is you and this is what we expect you to do and you should go to college or go to trade school or whatever they told you. And this is your existence. Well, the truth is, you are the one that gets to decide your existence. You are the one that can be anything that you choose to be. And we don't realize our own power. We truly don't realize our own power. I mean, you've created your life. You've created everything you've ever experienced. You have been creating your whole life. But you didn't know that you were creating. And so when someone says, well, you should create this, and you're like, well, I'm not a creator. I don't know how to create. Well, you are a creator. You always have been. And you've always been creating, and you always will be creating, because that's part of who you are. So it's recognizing that we do have the ability to create, that we do have the power to be who we decide to be, and that we don't have to wait for somebody else to come along and do it for us, because, frankly, it's your life. It's your choice. It's not up to anybody else. It's just you. And I don't mean it's just you in a way of, oh my gosh, it's just you and there's no one to help you. You do have lots and lots and lots of help. Most of them are beings that you can't see, but that doesn't mean that they're not there. You are connected. You are connected to everyone and everything. You are connected to God. You are connected. And those connections never, ever, ever end. Most people don't ever look at their connections. Most people don't believe in their connections because you are taught that you are separate, which isn't true. You've never been separate and you'll never be separate. You are connected, and there's no way for you to disconnect. And that means that you have access to the power of God. So just think about that. You, insignificant bit of nothing that you've been taught that you are. You have access to the power of God. So why do we live these incredibly small and insignificant lives? Well, part of it is because nobody taught us that we had this power. If you look at so many of the different institutions, that was the word I was looking for, they don't teach you about power. They teach you about being small. They teach you to be afraid of yourself, afraid of life. They teach you that you need to listen, you need to do what other people say, and all of this other stuff. That's what they teach you. But the truth is, you are more powerful than you know. And the only thing holding you back from having an incredible, magnificent, phenomenal life is you. Because you don't actually believe that it's possible for you. So now is the chance for you to start asking those questions and getting the answers from your guidance, getting the answers from the divinity within you. And it really is possible. And our guidance is always so happy to work with us, to assist us, to help us to open up to who we are and who we are becoming. So don't ever think that you're, you know, utilizing all of their time and keeping them from doing whatever it is they need to do. Because frankly, they are here for you. They are here for you. They are here for you. And they love you. And that will never, ever change. So if you have a question, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I'm letting go of this whole throat thing that's going on. And if you remember, there were probably a year, maybe 2 years ago, it seemed like at least twice a year I would get this throat thing and I would lose the ability to talk completely. And I still, for some reason, am getting the throat thing, although I'm working on letting that go. Oh, dear, Nate, I released this throat thing forever. But now I don't have to lose my voice. Now I allow myself to heal enough to continue to be able to express. And I know that seems like an incredibly small thing, but it's actually a great accomplishment for me because I did used to shut myself down completely. And I would stay shut down for at least a week. And so now not having to shut down at all, always having the choice to express is a huge thing for me. We look at the changes that we create in our lives, and sometimes we forget how big they actually are, how this is so much different, so much more than I've ever allowed myself to be. You know, and I'm opening up to being heard, being seen, being me. And I just love it when I notice these changes in me, just as much as I love it when I notice these changes in the other people that I work with. Life is so much more than we've ever imagined it could be. And it really is a huge experience. I don't really know how to to put what I'm feeling into words. And just the fact that I'm feeling it is a part of my accomplishment, because there was a time in my life when I did not allow myself to feel. I just flat out did not allow it. And so now I feel things, and I see things, and I hear things, and I experience things. And it's just opening up my life more and more and more. And I love it. I really love it. So this is all about releasing the resistance. Because we have resistance. We have resistance to being who we really are, to recognizing who we really are, to loving who we really are. We have all of this resistance that we've gathered and put into bags and loved with us throughout our lives. And letting go of that resistance, it really does feel phenomenal. And I'm getting feedback from people that I'm not working with, you know, people that are not clients, that are not working to change their lives, just people that I am interacting with, people that I know, people that I talk to. And they keep saying things like, oh, I just love talking to you because when I talk to you, I just feel better. And it's helping me to see that I really am radiating the love within me, which is what I want, which is what I ask my guidance for, to let me share the love that I am feeling with anyone and everyone that I come into contact with. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether I'm working with them or not. I'm not denying anyone love. And so now I'm getting feedback that people are feeling this. And that just makes me so happy. Because it means that I really am living my truth, living myself. And I'm making a difference in other people's lives, even if they don't realize it. Even if I don't realize it, it's still happening. And that's part of our connection. That's part of our acceptance of who we are and the impact and the power that we have. So I encourage you that if you want to start opening up your life, opening up your heart, opening up to who you really are, give me a call. Let's do some work. This doesn't take forever, and it's not difficult. It's actually pretty simple. And you can feel different in 5 minutes or less. The more I gain the understanding about life and about us and all of the whatever you want to call it, the more I realize that guidance is right. They've always told me that it's actually simple. And it is. It's just a matter of opening up to love. And the more you open up to the love, the unconditional love. And I keep saying unconditional because I'm not talking about the love that we're taught that, you know, if you behave a certain way, everybody can love you. If you have certain things, then people will love you. If you say certain things, then people will love you. That's conditional. The unconditional love simply says, I love you. That's it. It's not based on what you look like, what you've done, what you've said, who you've been. It's simply there for you. And when you are allowing yourself to be in that unconditional love, to experience it, and to grow from it, then everything in your life starts to change. And you let go of all of that crappy little stuff in the past. That crappy little stuff that says, you know, you didn't deserve it, it's not justified. If you would only lose 5 pounds, you could actually be desirable. There really are some incredible conditions that we put on ourselves and on our own happiness that don't need to be there. They really don't. So this is about you opening up to you. This is about you opening up to your own life. This is about you being who you truly are. And this is about you letting go. And letting go is, it's like this mantra. And you can use it that way if you want to. You can use the dear innate statement and just make it a mantra and say, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. And just say that. Every time you think about it, just say, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. And you'll find yourself letting go of so many things that you used to consider important. So many things that you used to hang on to. So many things that you thought determined who you are. And you let them go. And you find that your life gets better. And you find that you are so much more than you ever believed you were. And so if you just want to make one little change in your life, then do that one. Dear innate, I let go. And start doing that. It's one of the things I do first thing in the morning when I wake up. If I realize that I've still got some energy from my dreams, even if I don't remember what the dream was, then I start saying, dear innate, I let go. I let go of all of the energy that came up through my dreams to be released. Dear innate, I let it go. Dear innate, I let it go. Because if it came up to be released, then there's absolutely nothing I need to do except let it go. I don't need to figure out what it is. It's time for it to go. Why do I care what it is? It's just a matter of giving yourself more freedom. It's a matter of opening up your own life to you. And we always want to put ourselves last, and that's part of what needs to change. Because by recognizing our own value and loving ourselves, then we allow ourselves to become better people. And the more we allow ourselves to become better people, the more we are making the world a better place. It doesn't start out in the world and come to you. It starts within you and goes out into the world. Everything you create starts within you and then moves out. It's part of the expansion of life. And we've been taught to live the opposite. We've been taught to live a contracted life. A life where we see something out there in the world and decide, oh my gosh, this means that I need to. And then we contract. We protect ourselves from all of that stuff out there. But you can't protect yourself from all of that stuff out there because all of that stuff is out there because it came from within you. If you don't like this stuff out there, then change what you are putting out there. Give yourself the freedom to change your own life. And yes, you can do that. You do that. You always have done that. You always will do that. And no, you can't change anyone else's life. You don't have control over them. You're not supposed to. One of the important things about other people and about life is learning to accept everything else. Learning to accept other people. Even if you don't understand them, you don't need to understand them to accept them. it's like the difference between seeing someone who's homeless and feeling this overwhelming pity for them, wanting to fix their life, going to them and say, well, have you done this and this and this? And these people are there to help you. And what are you, I'm letting you know all of your choices so you can make your life better. Well, if they didn't ask you to give them all of those choices, then that's you trying to control them. Whereas you can see a person who's homeless, and you can feel this overwhelming sense of love for that person, this total acceptance for them exactly as they are. And then if you feel inclined to go and talk to them, you could go and say, is there anything that you need that I can give you? And if they say no, you would be fine with it. And if they ask for information, you could give it to them. And if they ask for money and you had it and you wanted to give it to them, you could give it to them. That's a whole different way of approaching them. When you are accepting them, you're not saying, you're wrong and I'm going to show you how wrong you are. I'm going to fix your life. No, you are going to them, and the energy that they are receiving from you says, you are loved. That's it. And sometimes, that's all somebody is looking for. They just want to know that somebody really cares. And that doesn't mean that you have to save them. In fact, if you try to save them, you're not showing them that you care. You're showing them that you are a manipulative, controlling person. And some of you may take that as being a little harsh, but I am being a little harsh because that is what it is. Because we have been taught that being manipulative and controlling is kindness, and it's not. And I'm going to say that again. We have been taught that being manipulative and controlling is kindness, and it is not. Kindness doesn't put conditions. You know, it's like that unconditional love. If you're going to be kind, be unconditionally kind. If you care about someone, you can simply tell them, I care. That's it. There's nothing else to it. We need to allow our lives to be so much more simple than we've allowed them to be. It's time for us to let go of needing to prove ourselves, of needing to control situations and circumstances and people. It's time for us to really wake up to ourselves, to make the changes within ourselves that we want to see in the world. It's time to let go of who we've been. Decide what's actually important to us. What do we actually want in our lives? What are we actually creating? What are we actually moving towards? And in order to move, you have to let go of the past. You cannot continue to be who you have always been and expect your life to change. You can't be who you used to be and become someone new. You have to let go. You have to let go. Remember, you can simply say, dear innate, I let go. And allow yourself to move forward. Allow yourself to recreate your life. This is an important part of who you are choosing to be. So open your heart to yourself. Open your heart to yourself first. Open your heart to yourself. Because when you do that, you start giving yourself permission to have a better life. And you don't have to explain it, and you don't have to justify it, and you don't have to approve it. And you don't have to have, 79 million people say, okay, this is all right. We'll let you get a little bit better. Open your heart to yourself when you truly begin to love you. Then what other people think about you becomes unimportant. What other people say about you becomes unimportant because you realize that it starts with you and how you feel about you. And as long as you know that you are this magnificent, wonderful, phenomenal being, and who cares what anybody else thinks? And I'm not talking about becoming obsessed with yourself. I'm talking about the pure, unconditional love of you. And this is what you deserve. And this is who you are. And this is your opportunity to change your life. This is why I do the work that I do. Because I want the world to be this wonderful place. And in order for it to be this wonderful place, everybody in it has to realize that they're wonderful. And so in some ways, this is totally for me, But it's also for you. And if you are wanting to make changes to your life, but you'd rather not do it over Blog Talk, then that's fine. Connect with me. Schedule your discovery session. Let's spend 30 minutes making changes in your life. Allow yourself the opportunity to embrace your changes, yourself, your life. When you are looking for something, let's say you're looking for someone to help you change your life. When you are set that intention, you are going to be guided to people who can help you to do that. Pay attention to that. You are always being guided to what you intend. So have a clear understanding of what it is you actually want in your life, what you want to experience, where you want to be. Because you are always being guided. You are not doing this alone. You've never done this alone, and you never will do this alone. And even if you don't hear your guidance, they are still connecting with you. They are still showing you things. It may be something that you suddenly hear on the radio. It may be something you suddenly see on the television. It may be you're driving down the road and you see someone's license plate and it brings to mind a phrase. They are always communicating with you, connecting with you, answering your questions. Start noticing the answers that you are getting. Let yourself see what is there for you to see. Let yourself become who you truly wish to be. This is your life. These are your choices. And you are a creator. And you always will be. So it's time to let go. Gear innate, I let go. Gear innate, I let go. Gear innate, I let go. And just let it go. Let go of everything. That was one of the things that I did when I first started with the Gear Innate things. I was guided to release everything. Everything. Anything that popped into my head, I was supposed to release it. And there were times when I was like, well, I don't really want to let this out of my life, so I really don't want to release it. But by releasing it, you are clearing the energy from it. You are not ending relationships, unless you choose to. You are not, if you say, you know, I release my parents, you're not saying, well, these aren't my parents anymore. They're still your parents. But you are clearing the energy connected with them. And believe me, we connect a lot of energy to a lot of stuff in our lives. And we decide that this one thing means, you know, 20,000 different things. But anyone who heard you talk about that one thing wouldn't have any idea that you had all of that crap connected with it. You may not even realize that you have all of that crap connected with it. But if you release it, then you are releasing all of those connections. And you can gain clarity about what's actually important to you. That's one of the beautiful things about releasing, is that it brings you clarity. So if there's anything that pops into your mind that you feel any kind of, I'm not sure what kind of descriptive words to use for what they're showing me. Sometimes we feel a variety of ways about something. And sometimes we just feel the negativity about something. And sometimes we feel really positive about something, but there's a little tinge of fear in there. But it doesn't matter what you're feeling. You can just simply say, dear innate, I release it, whatever it is that you are releasing. And I actually went through a list of words, and I released every one of those words. And most of the words were about emotions. And so I was bringing clarity to my own emotions. Because again, we get muddled up in things. And in order to get out of that muddled up mess, you have to release it. And then once you release it, you can understand what it is you actually want, what it is you actually desire to create. And you don't have all of the confusion that you had, that you've gained over your lifetime from a variety of people telling you a variety of things, and you took it all in. And now you are sorting through. You know, it's like you're cleaning out the garage. You're putting all of the tools in one area, all of the cleaning supplies in the other area, all of the old paint you're going through, and you're seeing if there's anything still in there. And if there is it worth keeping? And if it's worth keeping, are you actually going to use it? And if you're not going to use it, are you going to donate it? And, you know, you're making decisions about different things in your life. That's what all of this is about. It's about clearing up you so that you can really truly know who you are and who you are being. So I encourage you to use the Dear Innate, I release, or I let go, or whichever terminology works for you. Okay, we are going to our caller from area code 937.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Sandy.
Okay, say your name again.
Sandy.
Sandy, okay. The phone kind of cut out, and so I wasn't sure what you said. That's why I had you say it again. Hi, Sandy, what can I do for you today? No, it's not your fault, unless you're the one in charge of phones cutting out all over the world.
would like to say yes, but no, probably not. Not for that.
Well, good.
Sometimes it might be nice, but no. What area do you see that I need help in? I need, oh my gosh, love, anything that you feel.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm hearing is, why are you afraid to love yourself?
That's a good one. Because I was always told that I wasn't worth anything, and I believed it, and I've been trying to change myself on that, I'm a good person. I am I deserve. I'm better than what I was told or what I was taught to believe.
Okay. So we are going to do some work on clearing up your beliefs about you, because you're the most important person in your life.
Yes.
And it's time for you to accept that. So we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So I will make the statement, and then you will repeat what I've said out loud. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, it is safe for me to love myself.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to love myself.
Dear innate, even though this goes against what I was taught, I have value.
Dear innate, even though this goes against what I was taught, I love myself.
Dear innate, even though this goes against what I was taught, I have value.
Dear innate, even though this goes against what I was taught, I have volume. Thank you.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to have value.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to have value.
Dear innate, I open my heart to myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to myself.
Dear innate, I do not have to be perfect before I can love myself.
Dear innate, I do not have to be perfect before I can love myself.
Dear innate, even though this is not what I was taught, I am lovable.
Dear innate, even though this is not what I was taught, I am valuable.
It's interesting to me because sometimes when I say value, you turn it into love. Sometimes when I say love, you turn it into value. I don't even think you realize that you're doing it.
No, I don't.
I just find it interesting. Okay. Because that
I just have a hard time.
You might have a hard time accepting what I'm saying. And so some people do that, and they change the wording, and that's absolutely fine. As long
but
as you finally get it back to what I'm saying. Oh, it's not a matter of whether it's right or wrong. It's a matter of your opening up to what I'm saying and actually saying it back. So I will sometimes repeat things to see if you will say what I said instead of changing it.
Did I? Or did I change it?
The first time you changed it, the second time you said it the way I said it.
Okay. Okay.
So apparently you needed to say it the way you said it before you could say it the way I said it.
Okay. I got to accept it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just a matter of you allowing yourself to open up to it, and you are doing that. So don't think that I'm saying you're doing anything wrong, because you're not. You're absolutely wonderful, and I love you. So that's just the way it is. Okay.
And the thing of it is that we love you too, because I get so much out of listening to you. It's awesome.
Thank you. I am so glad. Okay, let's see what else they want to clear out of you right now. Dear Innate, I allow my heart to open fully to love.
Dear Innate, I allow my heart to open fully for love.
Dear Innate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I completely love and accept myself.
And take a deep breath. Dear Innate, it is safe for me to express love for myself.
Dear Innate, it's safe for me to express love for myself.
Dear Innate, I forgive those who did not love me.
Dear Innate, I forgive those who did not love me.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for not loving myself.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for not loving myself.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Innate, I love the little girl that I was.
Dear Innate, I love the little girl that I was.
Dear Innate, I love the woman that I am.
Dear Innate, I love the woman that I am.
Dear Innate, I am wonderful and powerful.
Dear Innate, I am wonderful and powerful.
Dear Innate, I am worthy and deserving.
Dear Innate, I am worthy and deserving.
Dear Innate, I am creating a wonderful life for myself.
Dear Innate, I am creating a wonderful life for myself.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Wow. My heart is so relieved, so, wow. It's not tight. It's not, oh, wow. Thank you.
Good. Wonderful.
I needed that so badly. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are welcome.
You are a blessing to everyone. I love listening to you.
Well, I'm so glad.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. And you do deserve it. You really do.
You know, I'm really, really starting to believe that, because
yeah.
I have tried to work on myself, and it's like, I'm ready. So thank you.
Okay, they want us to do a couple of more. because something about what you just said triggered some more. So here we go. Dear innate, I release the resistance to loving myself.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to loving myself.
Dear innate, I release all resistance to knowing my value.
Dear innate, I release all existence of knowing my value.
Okay, so you changed that one.
I did? Okay.
Yes, you did. Dear innate, I release all resistance to knowing my value.
Dear innate, I release all resistance to knowing my value.
Good, okay. Dear innate, I release the resistance to letting go.
Dear innate, I release the existence to loving God.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to letting go.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to loving God.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go of the past.
Dear innate, it is safe to let go of the past.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward with my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to move forward with my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, I love my life.
Dear innate, I love my life.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Wow. There was a couple of them that was hard for me to say. I got a real heaviness in my chest, and after I could actually say it, I started letting go.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
It was interesting to me because one of the things, and you never did actually say this one, was I release the resistance to letting go.
I release the resistance to letting go. I didn't say that, huh?
No, you didn't. You changed it every time.
I release the resistance to letting go. I will work on that one. I will work on that one, I promise.
It's okay, because they didn't have me keep trying to get you to say it. One of the things you changed it into, though, was great. It was, I release the resistance to loving God. So that was a good one.
Wow, okay. Wow. Well, boy. It was almost like, you know, something came over me when I was trying to say it. And it's like, what? And then, you know, that's what came out. I will work on that, definitely. I will do that.
Well,
I've got to release.
You just said it, so you did it.
I did it.
Yeah, because you just said it. So apparently you needed to go through all of that before you could let that go. So you let it go. So great. You don't need to work on it. It's done.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You're such a blessing to everyone. And I tell everybody to at least call in and listen to you.
Well, good. And I hope that they are getting some benefit out of it. I guess I should say that anyone can use the phrasing that I use. Even if you're not Sandy, you can still use the phrasing and make the changes in your life. Because you are talking to your own innate. Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for calling. And, you know, check back in. Let me know how it's going. Ooh, next time we might work on your having a wonderful relationship with the person who's right for you. Ooh, that feels good, actually.
I'm so ready for that, too. Yes, so ready.
Okay.
So,
well, we
you
have reached that point.
You know, I really think so. And I think I owe a lot of it to you that you've changed my way of thinking, my attitude, my, you know, all the beliefs that I had, I don't. So I'm thanking you so very much for your time and energy and everything that you've done for everybody, and especially me.
Well, you are so welcome. Okay. So bring
you have
more and more love of yourself in so that next time we can start bringing that wonderful person that you're looking for. How's that?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It all starts with loving yourself. It all starts with loving yourself. And I know there are some of you are thinking, well, I know all of these other people and they have wonderful relationships and they're in love and they don't love themselves. Why do I have to love myself first? There's probably a lot of things you don't know about those relationships that would let you see that it really isn't necessarily working, not the way that it could. It's not the profound, unconditional, loving relationship that it could be. I look back over my life and the relationships that I had, and looking at it from the outside, it looked like I had wonderful marriages. And part of that was because I didn't let anyone see what I knew that they wouldn't approve of. No one knew what I was feeling, what I was going through. Even my husbands didn't know because I didn't tell them. And so looking at it from the outside, it all looked wonderful, you know, pink and rosy, and everyone was happy. But I was not happy. And so by learning to love myself, I'm making my happiness important. And this is the first time that I've done that. And so now when I am meeting people, meeting these interesting men that I meet, I'm not looking at it as, am I right for them? I'm looking at it to see what it's showing me about me. Because no matter what, I am going to be happy with me. And if this person is right for me, great. If this person is not right for me, great. Because I am important person in my life. And it's taken me years to reach this point, because now I'm 61 years old and I'm just now understanding the importance of loving myself. And it's funny when I look back over my life, because I can look at all of the people that I met and interacted with and my friends and all of that, and I can see that there was a common theme with the people that I was closest to, and the theme was usually that they didn't love themselves. And I was showing them that they were lovable. That's what I did. But I wasn't seeing what it was showing me, that I needed to love myself. So don't beat up on yourself if you haven't gotten it right yet. You know, I've been at this for over 60 years. So if you're over 120 and you still haven't figured it out, then call me, okay? We go through different stages in our lives, and I love the stage that I'm in now. You know, once you've passed around 50 or so, then it changes. What's important changes. And you do start looking at yourself with who you are being and what you are creating in your own life. And I can see profound changes in my life that have occurred, especially in the last 5 years. So don't beat yourself up about it. You're human. You're going through what you're going through. You're learning what you need to learn. And you're moving forward. And that's what's important. So allow yourself the freedom to embrace who you are and to feel good about being you. Okay. So this actually feels like a wonderful stopping point, so I think I may just stop the show now. And I thank you all for listening. And if you have any questions, you know, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer it. And if you decide that you are ready to step out there and have a session and start working on you, who you are, who you are becoming, then go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And schedule one of those discovery sessions. And let's do some work. Let's make some changes. Let's start making your life the best that it can possibly be. Because you do deserve it. You truly do. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And I will be back next week. Well, I'll be back on Sunday and on Tuesday and on Thursday. So have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.